Hello, and welcome to the November podcast of the AES Journal. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. In this month's AES Journal podcast, we bring you up to date with some highlights of the New York Convention. We also bring you information about research papers on audio watermarking, automatic monitor mixing, and the voice activity detection system, among other items. Next year, there are three unmissable AES events in Europe, and if you want to present a paper at any of these, you'll need to look at the calls for papers in this month's AES Journal. The 128th Convention will be held in London from May 22nd to the 25th, so make sure you submit your proposal by December 18th. Scandinavia is the place to be in June when the 38th International Conference will concentrate on the topic of sound quality evaluation, while the 39th International Conference on Audio Forensics will take place a few days later. Why not plan to take in both events and combine it with a holiday in the Swedish Riviera, where the summer is usually warm and sunny? One of last year's conference highlights concerned automotive audio, and Francis Rumsey's article in the November issue of the journal picks up key themes from this event, including the effects of whole-body vibration on low-frequency perception in cars. He also looks into the design of sounds for electric cars, virtual development for car audio systems, and the use of the mobile internet as an alternative to radio reception. Also in this month's issue, you can find some corrections to the white paper recently published on best practices in network audio, as well as the latest news from AES standards committees. This month's news features digital audio measurements and interfacing, audio file exchange, connectors, grounding, and EMC practices. An engineering report from Xingsu and Yingjun Guo shows how a dual-drive technique, originally developed in the 1950s, can be used to drive a loudspeaker with a constant electromagnetic force, even when the voice coil has a large displacement. Although this technique was used originally to increase power, it was not aimed to improve linearity, but in fact, it can also be used to reduce distortion. If you use voice over IP communication, such as Skype, you will know how important it is to reduce echoes of your own voice. Grzegorz Szwoch and his colleagues explain how a hidden watermark can be used to enable adaptive echo cancellation through detection of the signature in the arriving signal. Another problem that arises in mobile telephony is the need to distinguish a voice from background noise and reverberation. A system that aims to do this, based on the coherency between multiple microphones, is described in a research paper by Fitos Talantzis and Anthony Konstantinides. There's also a paper on automatic monitor mixing for live musical performance by Michael Terrell and Josh Rice, which shows how a mix close to that achieved by an expert mixer can be created while avoiding feedback and maximizing sound intensity. As always, we welcome new members to the Audio Engineering Society. If you'd like to join, please visit www.aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thank you for listening.